Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm taking a lot of heat for not addressing Soto's comments on Rico Bronya last night. I didn't see the comments, to be honest with you. I didn't see them until after we were done recording after the Met victory 5-1 against the Twins.
This was an instant reaction, Rico?
Yeah, it's a family's out of town, I got nothing to do, instant reaction, Rico.
Why didn't you just do another one then?
You know, Teague.
Yeah, of all the weeks with his family,
I'm a loser.
You don't sleep anyway.
I mean, come on. Can I get some rest? I wanted to watch Raw. I wanted to see what they decided to do in the kind of last show before WrestleMania. I wanted to watch maybe get an episode in a 90210 before
I'm a baby.
Anything to report from Raw?
Not really. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to Mania. I don't love the build. Like, it's been very
drawn out.
Yeah, drawn out. It hasn't given you much to bite on. I haven't loved it. And maybe the issue with the build-up to Mania is that last year's build-up was so good that nothing's going to look good in comparison. But whatever. That's neither here nor there. So, Tiki, I just wanted to do something else.
Just keep making excuses. It's all good.
Making excuses.
I know what you really were doing.
What was I doing?
Say it because there's a child in the room.
Oh, is that what you think? Believe it or not, I didn't last night.
Okay, good.
Which may be kind of surprising. The other thing I want to address is we took a caller, Tiki and I, about 25 minutes ago who claimed that yesterday at 3:53, I mistakenly called myself the wrong name.
Kevin.
So here is the audio from yesterday's program in which I reportedly called myself Kevin. I guess you're never going to have fun. Tevin and Tiki on the Fan.
That's an Evan.
Yeah, that's an Evan.
It's certainly not a Kevin.
Tevin and Tiki on the Fan.
It's because the it's is smashed into Evan.
Yeah.
Tevin and Tiki on the Fan.
Yeah.
So it sounds like Tevin and Kevin. Tevin.
Yeah.
I would guess more Tevin than Kevin.
It's just me being sloppy.
Yes.
Tevin and Tiki on the Fan.
Yes. You're not enunciating very well.
I wasn't So I've been cleared of calling myself Kevin.
You have been cleared of calling yourself Kevin.
Tevin and Tiki on the Fan. Now let me get into Juan Soto, and I'm curious your opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, and I think it was in April, I think it was early in the season, I decided to criticize Juan Soto as a member of the New York Yankees because he was attempting to bunt. And I don't want Juan Soto bunting. Now, are there circumstances where I'd be okay with a bunt? Like down by 3 in the 9th inning, leading off an inning? Sure. Because at that point, a walk or a bunt hit is as good as a double. Doesn't make any difference. But in most other situations, Juan Soto is such a good hitter and draws so many walks that taking the cheap hit it's not worth it to me. In the first inning of yesterday's game, and to me, I think this is the number one example of it cannot happen, and I actually don't see the other side. So if you argue with me, I'm probably going to assume you're just an idiot. And I know that's very disrespectful. I apologize in advance, but I'm just letting you know I don't see the other side. And I'm a big other side guy. Like, I watch politics. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I get the other side. I don't get the other side here. Lindor leads off with a double. There's a runner on second and nobody out, and this guy's laying down a bunt.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just a show. A show is okay because you want to drag the third baseman over. He actually actually made contact with the bat and it went foul.
Right. Let me ask you a quick question. Do you think that this was instructed of him?
No.
This was Juan Soto acting independently.
Yes.
Trying to move the runner, old small ball baseball, and maybe I'll get a hit.
Yes.
That's what you think was happening.
He was bunting for a hit. I don't think he was thinking, I'm sacrificing Lindor, but I think he was thinking, hey, Brooks Lee, the third baseman's playing so far off the bag, I'm going to lay down a bunt.
Isn't that a smart bunt?
No, it's not.
Why?
Because you're paid to drive runs in.
Okay, but Pete Alonso, who is raking, is hitting behind you.
Yeah.
So now you have two on and a potential run scoring situation.
Okay, let me tell you why you're wrong.
Go ahead.
Can I tell you why you're still wrong
please
about this?
Tell me.
Okay. What did Juan just say about pitchers aren't attacking him? If they're going to walk you, okay, fine. First and second, nobody out instead of first and third, nobody out. Or that pitcher, Joe Ryan, makes a mistake up and you hit the ball 500 feet. Why am I eliminating any chance of that mistake by laying down a bunt?
Because
no way, no how.
He's hitting 250.
But so this is about confidence then?
Yes.
Well, Juan has to have more confidence then.
I mean, okay. Maybe he's not feeling it. Maybe
he's not feeling
it. Maybe he woke up wrong side of the bed.
Stop it.
Maybe he slept wrong. He's on his neck, and he's got a crick in his neck from sleeping on the pillow the wrong way.
Stop it.
Maybe he's just trying to get confident and get his batting average up.
Oh, come on.
Maybe he just wants to get on base in a non-conventional way. Because you do it once, now everybody's got to guard against it.
I didn't like that. That one of the things you just said really annoyed me. And I'll admit this. This is in the back of my mind. An issue with Juan that I'm not sure exists yet, but it's in the back of my mind, and it's been brought up by a few people in the little email bag we have on the Rico.
Right.
And that is, and I don't know if this is true yet, because I'm learning about Juan Soto. Mm-hmm. I watched him torch me for 5 years. We watched him with the Yankees last year. But is he one of those guys?
By the way, what you're angry about him with is completely different from what I thought you were angry with him about.
Hold that thought. I'm curious what you thought it was. Is Juan Soto one of those guys who cares more about stats or more about winning? Because if this is a stat issue, then we're going to have a problem here. Because we all as fans only care about winning. And it is not a winning play in the first inning when you're Juan Soto to attempt a bunt. I hated it when he tried it with the Yankees.
I don't think they're mutually exclusive.
What do you mean?
I don't think that it has to be one or the other. I think it could be both. Because if he gets Lindor to third base.
It's not a winning play. I don't want to hear it.
If he gets Lindor to third base, and whether he's on first or he's out, now a fly ball scores a run.
He's Juan Soto.
I understand that.
Are you serious?
But he's not hitting with runners in scoring position. Well, and so he's very self-aware. I think, and part of it might be
he's
overanalyzing what pitchers are going to do to him. And so he wants to put the runner in the best position to score because he knows he's not going to get the pitch to do it.
Giving an out away is not the way to do it, or potentially giving an out away is not a way to do it. And I'm proud of myself
the
right
third
now.
Baseman off and back. I mean, it's a hit for him.
What if he bunts it in the air? There's no guarantee he's getting it down to third base. There's no guarantee of that.
Why are you knocking his bunting skills?
Because I don't want him bunting. And here's why I'm proud of myself.
You paid the guy $750 million.
Not to bunt. I argued with Sean in April of last year. I called him out. And I said, I hate this. And when we argued about it, because he defended Juan, I remember, like a jerk, I admit, ending the conversation by saying, Sean, I'll make you a promise. When he ditches you for Queens next year, I promise you this energy I have will still be there because I don't like it as a baseball play, whether he's a Met, whether he's a Yankee, whether he's a Red. So here I am. Yeah,
good for you.
Arguing with you about the same freaking thing 1 year later, and there's a guy on hold who says my bunt take is terrible. He's going to the top of the line because I can't wait to hear this crap.
I'm good for you being consistent. However, you're wrong at something you just said to Tiki Barber.
Go.
Part of his job is to drive in runs. His overall job is to make sure the Mets offense is rolling and creating runs. And if that's the way he's got to do it with the guys, by the way, who, like Pete Alonso, are hitting well behind him, then do it. And by the way, the idea that he did that and attempted it last April is part of what makes Juan Soto special, just like the walks he draws, is that he's not going up there to strike out 150 times, but also homer 50 times.
Stop.
He is a marvel at all things offense, including laying down a bunt.
And Tommy, you better not defend this. I want you to take the positive Tommy hat off and be regular Tommy, and I want to see you try to defend this because you can't. Roberto Alomar. I just want to put those words out there because you know what I mean before anyone else does. Now, go ahead.
I do. Before I defend him, can I just throw this out there?
Why are you going to defend it?
Could Juan Soto be an IBO, an independent bunting opportunist?
Tommy came to play today.
Now,
dude, that's solid, Tommy.
These are not positive Tommy's words, but one would say that Juan Soto is going through it right now, maybe not feeling totally comfortable at the plate. Pete Alonso is dialed in, locked in, hot. You bunt, You get on, good as a walk, first and third, Alonzo knocks you in, you get runs off the board. And I feel like in basketball, when you're struggling, sometimes you're not hitting your three-pointer, get a layup, drive to the basket. See one go through the net, and it'll give you that...
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Confidence. He's human. So to me, he's paid to get on base. Bunting and getting on first base is getting on base.
But he is so good at getting on base. He gets on base 42% of the time right now, which is amazing.
Right.
That even in not bunting, you give yourself still that 42% chance of just getting on base, but also a chance of driving the run in, which is what we all want him to do.
But it's right. Situational. You said that on the Rico list. Like, there are situations you're
what
open
are you doing
to-
listening to the Rico?
Believe it or not, well, my family is home, but I was bored. I'm like, and it was a half hour. Usually they're like 90 minutes.
Right.
There are situations, if Soto was hitting 400 right now and he was red hot and he bunted, we can yell and scream about it. He's going through it a little bit. So to me, that's a spot in the first inning to get a couple guys on in front of your hottest hitter.
But even
what's
when,
wrong with that?
I'll tell you why. Because even when, and this is part of what I love about Juan Soto, about to put him over again. Even when he's slumping, which he had been doing prior to the home run in the seventh inning, He still gets on base 42% of the time. And that's the beauty of him, that even when he's slumping, he's still contributing because he's getting on base. So what I'm telling you is, with a runner on second and nobody out in the freaking top of the first inning, I'd rather take my chances of, A, him breaking out of it by driving a run in, and then possibly just drawing a walk,
right.
Which he does a lot anyway, and then you're set up.
You're comparing, let me be clear here, you're comparing Juan Soto, a generational talent, to a washed-up, checked-out Roberto Alomar. That's what you just did.
Well, but remember this, Tommy. When the Mets acquired Roberto Alomar...
He was great the season before.
Okay, so we weren't sure yet he was washed up.
But was he great after that?
No, he ended up being washed
up.
I agree with you.
Is Juan Soto washed up?
No, but we hated when he bunted. Well, wouldn't we be more okay with Robbie Alomar bunting since he's washed up in 33 than a 26-year-old Juan Soto?
But you didn't know that at the time.
No, but my point is, his argument of, well, Alomar was washed up actually goes against your point.
But
then we would have been okay with it, but every Met fan hated it.
So if Juan Soto worked an 8-pitch walk and it's first and second instead of first and third, which, by the way, first and third is better than first and second, you'd be okay with that?
Yes,
because you don't, is this goes back to you not wanting... I guess you're consistent from last year. I'm thinking
you
don't want Yankee fans. My theory is you don't want Yankee fans throwing it in your face, but you did say last year you didn't like them bunting.
No, it has nothing to do with Yankee fans.
But why don't you want first and third with Pito?
Because I still want the opportunity for him to drive the run in. Obviously, first and third, nobody out's fine,
so you know
but you're eliminating that when you lay the bunt down.
So it's sounding to me like you just want Juan Soto to be your hero.
No, I want
you don't want Pete Alonso, who actually is the hero right now. You want Juan Soto to be your hero.
That's not true.
You want Juan Soto to be the one driving runs in, going yard, like he ultimately
I just
did.
Said he could walk.
Okay.
I'm okay with a walk. I don't want to give up the
if
opportunity.
If you're okay with a walk, then why are you not okay with a bunt?
Because you're giving up the opportunity to drive the run in as soon as you put your hand up the bat.
It's
do you not see that?
It's the first inning.
Yeah, so?
He's got four more bats coming.
So you're going to give up an opportunity with a runner on second and nobody out?
He's less confident. Or maybe it goes back to him not running it out a couple of nights ago. Maybe he just wanted to show the people, I can get down the line.
Stop that. You're listening to WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM-HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. There are people that actually want to disagree with me about this. I don't see the other side. Tommy, though, did a good job. You know what? You did a good job. I think the best thing you said to me that I still completely think you're wrong, but the thing you said that I was like, okay, was maybe it's a slump-busting kind of move. Mm. Like, hey, that just gets me going. I still think you're full of crap. But I do want to at least give you, okay, that was decent.
And Tiki, wouldn't the athlete Juan Soto have a better feel for his game than any of us?
Yes.
Meaning, if he's
absolutely.
Like, yo, I got to get this bunt down, this is best for me.
100%.
I don't like that argument.
I know myself. Don't tell me about myself. When I'm not in the groove, I know it. I feel it. I'm a little bit off. Let me get myself
here,
right.
I'm going to tell you why. I can't rip you for this, but I'll tell you, Tommy, you can't be saying that crap. because I am sure you cursed out other players laying bunts down on their own, whether it was Carlos Beltran or it was Robbie Alomar or it was Lindor. And you never said, well, they know themselves better. You ripped it. We all did. Every Met fan did. Beltran laid bunts down and Beningo was screaming, and he was kind of right. So don't give me this, oh, I trust the athlete now. But you don't. It didn't with them. Don't do it now.
If we're going to praise Juan Soto for being this great hitter, this great eye, this generational talent, then I also, on the same hand, have to say, you know what? This guy knows himself, and he knows when I got to lay a bunt down, I'm not feeling it.
It's not
it
a
right
good
now
baseball play.
By
I'm
the
sorry,
way,
it's just
he
not
hit a homer in the next couple of bats, so clearly the bunt got him out
right
of his funk.
Seventh inning, right?
I would go with that. Yeah,
right? And guess how Angel Acuña got on second.
Well, that's bunting for a hit. That's Luis Angel Acuña.
He's bunting.
That's not Juan Soto. Anyhow, let's go to Brian in Alapan. Brian, tell me why I'm an idiot. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's everything?
All's good, man.
If you're looking at, if he's bunting for a hit, and the chances of him getting on base are higher, wouldn't you want to go? Because I think everybody but you has made a good point as to why your take is not good. But wouldn't you want him? Wouldn't you want him to just get on base and let Alonso do what Alonso's been doing? There's no guarantee Soto's going to double or anything.
No, right. because
he hasn't done it.
Because here's why.
Exactly. So, if you're putting Alonso in a good position to drive in runs, which he's been doing, why wouldn't you want to do that?
Because you're eliminating.
The unknown is what Soto's going to do.
I know, but it's almost like you didn't listen to my point at all. You didn't want to. What I'm saying is Juan Soto, every time he comes up, already has a 42% chance of getting on base, which is amazing. Right off the top, regular at bat, 42% chance. So you're already in a really good spot that, hey, Pete's coming up with two on and nobody out. Why eliminate the 6% shot he hits a home run or the 15% shot that he rips a double up the alley? Once you lay a bunt down, barring bad defense, which the Twins actually did twice last night, you've eliminated that possibility. It's a numbers game, bro. That's it. So, I'm sorry. I don't want to ever see it. And, Sean, you should be smiling.
I am smiling.
Because we argued about this in April.
And I'm being consistent. Mm-hmm. I'm being consistent. He's creating runs, trying to do it at all costs to help his team, and that's what makes Juan Soto great.
Artie in Brooklyn. What's up, Artie?
Artie, what up?
I can't believe I'm saying this. Evan, you are so right. You're 100% right.
Thank you.
Dude, it drove me crazy when Carlos Beltran was doing it. I was like, dude, you want to get paid big bucks and you're bunting? What are you doing? What the heck are you doing?
And you know what, Artie,
Soto doesn't have to get paid big bucks. He's already got it.
Well, Beltran also got paid big bucks. Now, it wasn't the same level, but it actually bothers me more with Soto than it did with Beltran, and it did with Alomar. You want to know why? Because Soto's better. Mm. Because Soto already comes up with basically a 45% chance of getting on base to begin with.
Swing the bat. That's what you're saying.
I want to see him swing the bat because I trust him so much. I guess what this comes down to is I believe in Juan Soto more than Tommy does.
That's absolutely.
Or
that's
you might believe in Juan Soto more than Juan Soto does at this point.
Maybe so.
No, it's probably it's not going to last because eventually Juan Soto is going to be Juan Soto.
I agree.
Right now, you might believe in him more than he does.
No, you have BTSD, bunting, traumatic syndrome, because of Robbie and because of Beltran.
You may be right about that. I think I may have that syndrome. I just know with great players, and again, there are circumstances, because I can wait for Tiki to be calling me out on this in the middle of May. There are circumstances in which I'd say that makes sense. Mm. If you're down by 3 runs in the 9th inning, and Soto's leading off an inning, just get me on base.
Yes.
Like, the double serves me no purpose. Right. So at that point, yeah, just whatever. I don't give a rat's ass. Get me on base. But in the first inning, a double is awesome. A home run is amazing. Why am I giving up on that possibility? Ruben in Union. He's a smart guy. I know he agrees with me. What's up, Ruben?
Hey, what's up, Evan? So, Evan, I completely understand your point, but I think we got to look at it from a player's perspective. And I believe I heard this somewhere that Mickey Mantle used to do this too whenever he was in a slump.
Yeah.
He would try to bump for a base hit because it would get his eyes seeing the ball hit the bat. And that might be something that Soto does when he's not feeling himself. We can see it that he's not shuffling. He's not doing those things. That maybe he just does his bunting thing just to kind of, all right, I'm seeing the ball. And I don't know if it worked or not, but a couple of bats later, he hits a bomb. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I mean, Ruben, that makes a lot of sense. Because if you listen to the broadcast, I forget, it was a couple nights ago, They were talking about, maybe it was even more than, maybe it was a week ago, how he moves up and back in the box. So the reason he moves up is because he wants the ball above his belt. He doesn't want it down low. And so if you're sitting in the back of the box, the ball just naturally, gravity, is going to take it lower, or spin rate is going to take it lower. So he'd move up in the box. And so you got to believe that he's thinking about the little intricacies of hitting a ball. And so what Ruben says might not be specifically right, but it's probably something like that. Ball hits bat. That's what I need to start doing more, especially with runners in scoring position. So even if I just move Lindor and don't get him home, at least I'm getting ball on bat.
I'm starting to think about this now. It's 3:11 on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Juan Soto is now, at least on our show, has engaged in two controversies. In my opinion, a nothing burger with the comments he made to Mike Puma and the bun situation.
Oh, do we love Soto?
Which one is a bigger controversy in your mind? Hmm. The comments to Puma or the bunt that I haven't heard anybody bring up? Because it's clearly my own personal issue.
I don't... Which one is worse?
Which one is a bigger controversy?
Which one lasts longer? I don't think the comments last at all.
Okay.
Because Pete is killing it. So it's probably just a bunt thing.
Okay.
Elimination.
Let me ask a IJSO, a independent Juan Soto observer, Sean Morash, the comments versus the bunt. Bigger controversy.
I think the bigger controversy remains the comments, because it's just, again, pitting the Yankee-Mets Soto departure against
each
other.
But he's giving love to everybody.
I understand that. While he's giving love, this Yankee fan's not mad at him, but it's pinning Yankee fans and Met fans. See, told you that thing.
Yeah,
and all I'm saying is, Juan Soto's such an honest baseball guy. My prediction, this is not the last type of comment he makes that gets blown out of proportion like that. Where the bunt, you know, how many more times did he do that with the Yankees?
Well,
he did show in the playoffs, but yeah.
No. I want to make that clear, though. I don't mind the show. I have no issue with the show, because the show is to me about getting that third baseman to even come a step or two over.
Right.
Whether it works or not, doesn't matter. But showing a bunt on a pitch that you're not offering at, fine. I don't have it, because I want this out there. He's showed bunt numerous times already. And I remember I was at a Met game with Hoff last week, and I said it to him. I said, I don't mind the show. I got no issue with that. The first time he bunts and that ball hits his bat, we're going to have an issue. And that's what happened yesterday. I think I've watched every pitch of this Met season. I've certainly tried to score it. That was the first time the baseball hit said bat. We'll come back with more of your calls at 888-808-1019. Terms I used in June of 2024 when Juan Soto attempted a bunt on a 3-0 pitch, which is far worse than what he did last night. The term I used was, this is an unforgivable baseball crime.
Wow.
So that's how
a crime against baseball?
Wow. At least you've calmed down after a year.
Jeez,
after
7.
Well, that was a 3-0 count. That's worse.
Was it forgivable when he hit the home run to send him to the World Series?
Mm. Well, yeah, but I didn't. What does that mean? Like, oh, because I said unforgivable?
I mean, unforgivable means never forgive, right? I mean,
yes. All right, so maybe it was a little hyperbolic. I mean, nothing is really unforgivable unless you do the ultimate. Boy, now this is going to get dark.
Murder?
Yeah.
Muerto.
Yeah, like there are certain things that are unforgivable, clearly. But most things are forgivable. Mm. Like, I remember a couple weeks ago, Sean was upset with me because I talked down to him on the air, and he expressed that to me, and I apologized. Remember that?
I actually don't.
Oh, you don't remember that?
No.
Well, maybe that wasn't you then.
Oh, it was Tommy.
Oh, it was Tommy. Yeah, like...
But I don't think Tommy forgave you.
Oh, Tommy didn't forgive me? Well, he should, because things are forgivable. Like, there are things that are forgivable.
Did you say you're sorry?
Like the little banter between BT and Sal, that's a forgivable thing. They're all good now, yeah. I'm sure. Kiss and make up.
Yeah.
Have we had any fights yet that's unforgivable?
Nothing. Everything is forgivable.
Forgivable yet?
I don't get bothered by stuff.
Oh, no, you did have one. It wasn't with me, though. Joe and you, forgivable.
Oh, of course.
You guys are all good.
Because he said he was sorry.
Exactly, but that's my point.
Did you say you're sorry to Tommy?
Yes. Tommy, I'm so sorry. I love you.
Thank you.
There you go. If I didn't do it, there's your insurance. And by the way, let me save this one for 3 weeks from now. I'm sorry for what I did to you in 2 weeks.
Well, you teed me right up. Apology not accepted. Just be better. That's all I ask. Just be better.
Wow.
Speaking of better, let me give a lot of credit to one of our coworkers here at WFAN, Danielle McCartan. Because Danielle went right into that Yankee locker room. Kind of like the way I went into the Knicks locker room. Except she did a much better job than me. She's a good reporter. She went up to Aaron Judge.
And what did she say?
And asked Aaron Judge about the Juan Soto comments.
And what did she get?
Here's what Danielle got. Good job by her. Quote, I'm not going to go into a back and forth with this. He's got one of the best hitters in the game hitting behind him in Pete Alonso. So a very classy, non-response response by Aaron Judge.
Take the high road.
Take the high road. That's all you got to do.
That's what captains do.
He's a captain.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not only the captain of the New York Yankees, he's the captain of America.
Right. And he said he's going to recruit for the World Baseball Classic.
That's right.
Maybe. Whatever that means.
So he wants Pete.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Why? Pete was on the team last year. 3 years ago, wasn't he? I think Jeff McNeil and Pete Alonso were both on that team.
Where did we finish?
We finished in second. We lost the championship game to Japan. You don't remember the Ohtani-Trout thing?
I don't. Oh, I do remember.
Yes, you do.
Oh, Ohtani pitched to Trout, right?
Ohtani was on the mound for Japan. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm trying to remember the inning, but Jeff McNeil was up that inning. And I think he drew a walk. Didn't he draw like some really impressive walk?
I mean, I wasn't watching it that intently.
Oh, sorry. And then someone grounded into a double play. I think it was Mookie Betts. And then Trout struck out. And that's how it ended. Crazy. We've got a new edition of Posted and Toasted coming up in 5 minutes. But let's get back to some of your calls. There are two Juan Soto controversies we're balancing right now. His non-burger, nothing-burger comments to the New York Post concerning protection. And then my issue with the fact that he tried to lay down a bunt in the first inning of last night's game. Zach's in Massapequa. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, called to talk about the quote from Juan Soto. I mean, it's really not a big deal. At the end of the day, he stated a fact. Aaron Judge is the best hitter in baseball. I don't think there's any question about it. And I'm a huge Mets fan. But like, if you're a Mets fan and you're going to, you know, poo-poo Aaron Judge, you're just being a hater and you're not watching because he's probably one of the greatest hitters of all time.
Absolutely.
So for Juan Soto to say that, I mean, he said nothing but the truth. And like you guys have said, when athletes say the truth, most of the time it does work against them.
Right.
Obviously, you know, as a Mets fan who, you know, I'm super excited about having Juan Soto, I would like for him to not say these things. the fact that he did and it's out there, it's whatever. It's not a big deal. And at the end of the day, Juan Soto didn't do anything besides state of fact. So we're 11-5. Can't complain.
Amen. 11-5. And I don't know if anybody has regrets. Like, for example, you're perfect in this because when you made comments that were deemed controversial, mm-hmm. number one, because there's layers to this, did you even know that they were controversial?
No, I was just answering your question.
You weren't breaking down what Mike and the Mad Dog were saying or even what some schmuck like I was saying in the overnight.
Not
you didn't
at
pay
all.
Attention to it.
Had no idea, to be honest with you.
Which is smart, by the way.
Right.
I would assume Juan Soto's in the same situation.
Yeah, well, it's different now because it's easier to be informed of what you and I or any other sports radio host is saying or what media members are saying. It's easier to be aware of it now. Back in my day, I didn't have Twitter.
Right.
It didn't exist.
Right.
I mean, maybe it did, but I didn't have it.
No, it didn't. I think it started in like 08 or something.
Right. Maybe Facebook, but Facebook was like, look at me. I'm going to the store today. Right. It was like nonsense. So it wasn't as in your face as it is these days.
Let's go to Scott in Manhattan. Hey, Scott.
What's up, Evan? Quick comment on the Soto bunt. I listen to the Rico. I'm a big fan of everyone on the show, of you, the whole thing. You are a little bit on a stance with the bunting thing, and I need you to think about it more nuanced. Mm. You saw on the foul, once the ball hit the bat, and I know you were up in arms, his approach was not to deaden the ball and advance the runner mm-hmm. or even play for a single there. You could see he was trying to push that ball into no man's land in left field. That would have been a double if he got it down. And I'm not saying try it with one strike or try it multiple times, but he was his approach, and I felt like I could see it pretty clearly. But I think you're blinded by your stance on this. That would have been an RBI, and that would have been a line drive in the box where that would have been a double.
Well, I'm going to listen to you on this, Scott. I'm going to rewatch the play and see if I saw
it.
Yeah,
now I got to go see it again myself.
Yeah, Deacon wants to analyze it. And you are right about something, because our archivist here at WFAN has shown me a lot of evidence that I am very much a hater of bunting with really good players. He showed me data of me not attacking, but confronting Luis Rojas about Lindor constantly bunting his rookie season, in which I said, is it a lack of confidence? And Luis said, no, it's not, to which I cut him off and said, then why is he doing it? Why is he bunting? So you may be right.
And the answer was a great answer.
What was his answer? I didn't listen.
He's a winning player. It's a winning play.
Oh, I disagree. I don't think those are winning plays.
It absolutely is.
No, it's not. I don't think it is.
Especially if you consider, and again, I got to go rewatch this now.
I'm pulling it up. I'm going to have it up for you to break down in like 10 seconds.
Especially if he's trying to not just get a hit, but push it to where there's a massive void because of where they're, it's not really, it's not the shift because that's illegal anymore. But you know what I mean? The way that was pushed over, just put yourself in best position to get extra bases.
But the percentages on that working are very low. You're going to bunt it down the left field line and it's going to turn into a double?
I mean,
First of all,
if there's nobody there,
the way Juan Soto runs, it's not going to be a double. Not to take a shot at him. All right, I've got it for you. I'm going to let you do play-by-play.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Juan Soto, here, Gary. Hello, Juan Soto. Squares the bunt. He pushes it hard down the left field line and it goes foul.
Is that really bunting for a double?
Well, I need to see the all 20. Well, it's not all 20. Yeah, but you know what I mean?
I need to see the all 10.
Oh, wait.
Well, look quick. There's the diamond. That's where everybody was. The third baseman was a little bit off the bag. Not that far off the bag.
It would be all 11 because there's someone on base. This is the all 11.
Yeah, or whatever it is. Here's the proof after looking at the all 11.
I didn't see the all 11 before the bunt.
After the pitch, the third baseman, Brooks Lee, is basically 5 feet away from the bat.
But I think he was 2 feet further on the bunt attempt.
You think he moved after the bunt?
Yeah, I mean, wasn't like the caller just said, he wasn't deadening the ball. He was like pushing it down the third baseline.
Yeah, but you're not pushing it into a double. It's not happening.
Well, it depends on what the third baseman does.
Yeah, you guys are something. Mm. You guys are all hot stuff. Like, you're really looking to defend this. It's amazing. Juan Soto's become A-Rod. We got two controversies at the same time.
Don't know why you hate it so much.
Well, one of them I think is no big deal. It's a nothing burger. This is the thing that annoyed me.
Can I be Evan's therapist for just 1 second here to get to the bottom of this?
Yeah.
Evan, didn't you famously face John Franco in a baseball game at some point?
Yes.
And what did you do?
I bunted.
And why?
Wow.
Because I wanted to get on base.
Were you lacking maybe perhaps in confidence in your abilities? Is that fair? We'll just play along. Okay. And then didn't you famously play Craig, but really his son, in MLB The Show?
Yes.
And what did you do?
I tried to break up a no-hitter.
So Evan feels like he has to bunt because he's not confident and he wants his generational talent to not be him.
Yeah, I think that's well said.
Is that being a good therapist?
No, I think that was
free of charge.
I think that was great and your memory is impeccable.
Thank you.
He is right. Over a decade ago, we were playing a charity baseball game, Boomer and Carton versus Twitter Baseball, mm-hmm. the league I used to run.
Yep.
And it was an amazing time. Except Boomer and Carton they needed to win. So John Halama, the former major leaguer,
get out of here.
Started
that was the
game.
The ringer?
They had ringers, yeah.
They had ringers all over the place. And John Halama was a few years removed from being in the major leagues. Dude, he pitched 6 no-hit innings. And the only reason we got base runners is because the umpire was in my pocket. My good buddy Dennis. He'll never admit that, but he knew. Let me help the guys out.
You bought off the umpire.
Well, he's my friend. We supplied the umpire. And so he gave us probably a few borderline calls. So they had John Halama pitching. Anyhow, whatever. It's not even the point. I faced John Franco in the 8th inning. We were down by 3 runs, and I laid down a bunt to try to get on base because I was thinking about winning.
That's different.
Thank you!
That's different.
Thank you, Teak!
So are you saying
they needed base runners. It was the first inning. They didn't need base runners.
Yes!
I'm still defending Juan Soto because I think he was trying to get a hit, but they needed base runners.
The scenarios are very different, and as far as me bunting against...
And by the way, is Evan anywhere close to Juan Soto?
Our batting stances are very similar.
Close.
Yeah,
we have a good shuffle.
We got the same wiggle. Yeah.
Hip movement.
And as far as why
both millionaires too.
Why? Yeah,
for sure.
Why I bunted against Sonny Carton in MLB The Show was that I was trying to break up a no hitter, and I believe in no unwritten rules. So I thought, I don't want to be no hit. It's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me lay down a bunt against Sonny. And I tried to do it, and I have no regrets about it.
So answer the question you threw out there earlier: does Juan Soto care more about winning or stats?
Well, so here's the thing, Tommy. I really like Juan Soto, and I'm so excited that he's a Met, and even when he's slumping, he gets on base. That's a very loaded question, and it's a question that April 15th, I'm not prepared to answer that, because there has been some evidences from some of us sleuthy Met fans that Juan Soto is probably caring more about himself and his stats than the winning. I'm not firmly there yet, But I understand that that is the concern of some based on body language and based on even the bunt. I'm not there yet, so don't clip this and say I'm not there yet.
I'm not.
But I can't answer it and definitively say no. I will have an answer by the end of the year. I can promise
you
that. But
the reason I asked you that is because I've spent the last 6 months answering, Mikal Bridges doesn't fight through screens. Now, Loogie, why would he do that?
Right.
And I had to answer, so I figured it's your turn to sit on the stand.
I'm not ready to do it yet.
Okay.
I need to watch more of him, in fairness to him. But you know what I can do? I can ask Sean that question. You watched him for a full year. You saw him through slumps, through hot streaks, through everything. Do you get a vibe that Juan Soto is more of a me stat player or more of a winning player?
Winning player.
Okay. I respect that. I respect the hell out of that. Thank you.
Which is why he bumped it.
Can I ask you a question,
It's a winning play.
It's not a winning play. One last question before we get to Posted and Toast, and we'll get back to your calls. I don't want to name the player, but Joe and I were on the field once at Dodger Stadium.
Okay.
And we were talking to a famous Met, and Joe just mentioned, yeah, bro, you got 50 RBIs. Okay. And that player quickly corrected him and said, I have 51 RBIs. Would that be a concerning comment coming from a player?
No,
or is that someone who's
not.
Just. Okay.
That's just be, if you're going to say it, be right.
Okay. Good. I love David Wright, so I'm glad that there's no issue.
If you're gonna call it out for some reason, for whatever reason that you're calling it out, be correct.
Good. All right. I feel good about that.
That's why I love that Tiki had two 200-yard games in his career.
That's right.
Three in one season.
Damn right. Let's go to a new edition of Posting and Toasting.
It's time for Posting and Toasting.
I'm going to read an old tweet, and Tiki will tell us who of our fellow WFAN coworkers tweeted it. Are you ready?
I am.
March 15th, 2021. I love you, Julius Randle Beast. It's all in capital letters. I love you, Julius Randle Beast. Is that Tommy Lugauer, Sal Licata, Brandon Tierney, or Evan Roberts?
Doesn't seem like... Wait, what was the year again?
2021.
2021.
That Evan Roberts thing may throw him off. Like, what?
No, I was trying to think, because if it was a particularly bad moment...
Oh, I got you.
It would have been like a counter praise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that was Tommy.
You're wrong.
BT?
You're wrong.
Sal?
Carlos Mendoza?
Yeah.
What was Sal so excited about?
He's a Knicks fan.
I know he is, but why was he so excited?
He loves Julius Randle.
What did he do on April 15th?
March 15th?
March 15th.
He probably had like a big game. The Knicks were playing well back then.
Right.
Here's post number two. This is from March 22nd, 2019. It's a double tweet. Number one, there's a guy here at the FanDuel Sportsbook with a baby. The second tweet is, he handed the baby a mini basketball and got himself a beer. Hero. Is that person Jerry Recco, Al Dukes, Greg Giannotti, or Sean Morash?
I think that's Al Dukes.
You're wrong.
Sean?
You're wrong.
Gio?
Get me out of here.
It is Gio, yeah.
I'm so bad today.
Yeah, you're off.
I'm very off.
Is that
I'm not hearing the voices.
You should try to bunt on this.
Is it wrong to bring a baby to a FanDuel sports book?
No, it's wrong to hand them off to somebody so you can get a beer.
Well, no, he said he handed the baby a mini basketball and got himself a beer. So he didn't hand the kid off.
No, I just thought, I heard it different.
I guess if I saw a baby inside of a sports book, it would look odd. You're a sports book guy, Sean and Lugie.
Yeah.
Is that something you see a lot?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those places you go to escape the baby. So right. I think the other clientele would be like, what are you doing here with a baby, dude?
Mom was like, get out. Take
exactly.
The baby.
This one is from August 30th, 2024. Lots of discussion on here today about drunk or buzzed driving. But have you ever wondered why they allow bars to have parking lots? Come here, park your car, have a drink. And drive home. Kind of weird when you think about it. Is that Sean Morash, Evan Roberts?
Too deep for Sean.
Jerry Recco or Al Dukes?
That's Al Dukes.
Generational talent.
It's definitely.
It is Al Dukes. It is such a thought-provoking point.
That's how you know it's Al, because it's so deep and thoughtful, but shallow.
Now, I was so enamored by this tweet, I went into the mentions. And basically, everyone's response was, what about the designated driver?
Mm. What about the employees?
And the employees.
Right.
I think the way to do it is to make, because I think Al makes a lot of sense. You do have to have a parking lot at a bar. Totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
How about a really tiny pain in the rear end parking lot? Where the only way you could find a spot is if you're an employee, and most of the spots are hidden, and it's valet parking. Mm. And the beauty of valet parking is that the valet now can look into your eyes and be like, dude, but you are not driving.
But that's the last thing you want a valet to do.
Yeah,
to have the responsibility of arbitrating whether you're drunk or not.
Yeah.
That's just terrible.
All right.
That's a terrible idea. You'd feel terrible for the valet.
No, it puts a lot of pressure on them.
Absolutely.
But it also makes it likelier that you're not going to want to pay for valet parking, and you're going to say, screw it, I'll just take an Uber.
Yeah, good point.
So, there you go. April 2nd, 2017, very short and simple. Roman Reigns isn't very good. Is that Tommy Lugauer, Sean Morash, Evan Roberts, or Sal Licata?
It's either you or Tommy. So I'm going to say it's Tommy.
You're wrong.
Evan?
Yeah.
Acknowledge me.
Yeah. Ah! I used to hate Roman Reigns.
I don't think that Sal would ever tweet wrestling.
That's true.
There's a good chance Sal and me both didn't know who Roman Reigns was on that date.
I was, and Tommy certainly remembers this, for a long time here in WrestleMania season, I was anti-Roman. I did not like him.
As you should have been, though.
Oh, you agree with me, yeah.
Oh, of course. When they were shoving him down our throat as a good guy, he sucked.
Yeah. I never liked him.
As a good guy.
As a good guy.
Oh, it was terrible.
The moment he turned heel in August of 20, when Paul Heyman was sitting next to him, it just changed. I think he's one of the great heels of all time.
Mount Rushmore guy now.
Oh, no doubt. He's Mount Rushmore for me. Now, he's going to lose on Saturday, and I'm trying to break that to Spence, my youngest son who loves Roman Reigns. There's no way he's winning that triple threat match.
I agree with you, Evan.
And I just wonder where he goes now. Because the guy had a title reign of over 1,000 days. Like, what's next?
The Rock.
You think so?
I mean, at some point.
Right? An actor?
No. To face The Rock in next year's WrestleMania or SummerSlam. That's here, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, here's our final one. It's very timely with the draft coming up soon. April 26, 2019. If Mother Teresa were still alive, Roger Goodell would bring her out on stage with him during the draft to avoid the booze. Is that Sean Morash, Greg Giannotti, Boomer Esiason, or Brandon Tierney?
Definitely not Boomer.
Boomer would never say that?
He never said
What does that mean? You think he's a shill for the commissioner?
He just knows the commissioner. Just like I do.
So you guys are shills for the commissioner? Is that what you're
saying? I just happen to really like the commissioner.
But he gets booed a lot.
He gets a bad rap for a guy who's running a $25 billion business. And everybody in the country wants to watch it. The top 15 watched live television programs in the last 2 years. Yeah, he sucks, right? Guys are making millions and millions of dollars.
Debating about
terrible
what
franchises
right
like
now.
The Jets or $7 billion companies.
I pray this tweet's not me now. I pray.
There's going to be billionaire players, not off their off-field stuff, but what they make playing the game. And the commissioner sucks. Yeah, tell me that again. That's Sean Morash.
Please be Gio.
Is that your official answer, Sean?
You're wrong.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God. I love Roger Goodell.
It is Greg Giannotti.
Intellectually bankrupt.
I want to schedule an argument with you. Have we ever done that yet?
No.
On Tuesday, April 22nd, that's a week from today, 2 days before the NFL draft, I challenged Tiki Barber to a fight. Not a real one.
Right. By the way, he did escape the booze one time.
COVID? COVID?
Nope.
What?
Was it Eminem in Detroit?
Boom.
That was it. You're right.
Eminem.
You're right. I need a week to prepare my arguments.
An Ev-Key debate series?
It's going to be an Ev-Tiki debate series.
Nice.
And we're going to argue Roger Goodell.
Oh, I love
but
it.
But the reason I can't do it today is, A, I can already tell in your eyes you're very fiery about it.
You guys drive me freaking insane.
And I need to be better prepared for my argument. Because if I'm prepared, I'm going to be very calm. I'm going to tell you my strategy. Actually, I'm going to talk privately to Sean and Lugie right now. I'm going to kill him with, kindness. Like, I'm not going to yell.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm going to go very, matter of fact.
I'm covering my ears.
Okay.
That's fine. I'm going to be very matter of fact, and I'm going to have all the facts to back me up, and I think I'm going to end up frustrating him.
More bees with honey.
I think that's a great idea, Evan. You also just revealed that me and Lugie are your puppets, and we could just debate at any turn, and you need a week to prepare, but we'll give it to you.
Yeah, way to go, P.T. Barnum.
Here's the difference. Secrets. Can I explain the difference between you guys debating on a moment's notice and me debating Tiki? You can uncover yours now.
Great. I have my earbuds in the whole time. So.
Tiki.
We'll be right, Tiki.
Tiki is an intellectual beast. He's really good, especially when he cares. And clearly, he had a passionate defense about Roger. He cares. You guys, and I'm in this too, by the way, we're just a bunch of, whatever.
We're buffoons.
We're big doofuses, right?
Big mouths.
And as big mouth doofuses, we can argue on a moment's notice. We're like a monkey. It's like, boop, dance for me.
Intellectually bankrupt.
Well said. So That's why. This is going to be a high-level debate because it's a serious debate. It's the commissioner of the NFL. There are many people in our audience who have a problem with him. And I can't give the proper argument to our audience if I'm not prepared.
Do we have a moderator? Usually debates that are high-level, I don't know, presidential debates, but usually high-level debates, we have a moderator.
Ask Tiki what he wants.
No, I don't want a moderator. I don't think you guys are up to the snuff.
Oh, I wasn't going to suggest either one of us. I thought maybe somebody else here at the station. Definitely not mutual.
Who the hell would be up to that stuff?
I know. The architect.
Oh, yeah. The architect. That's a good one.
He's highfalutin these days, so we can't.
Yeah, he's too busy. I think that we will both be professional enough where we're not going to need a moderator. But let's set this up next Tuesday, April 22nd.
Like the old presidential debates. Well, you know, I agree with you, Evan.
Yes.
I'm just a little bit different on my take.
Oh, you think that's what I'm going to do?
No. That's how they used to debate.
No, I know. You think this is going to be George W. Bush versus John Kerry? Is that what you think? It's going to be Mitt Romney versus Barack Obama? I mean, what do you think? It's not going to be Trump versus Hillary. We will present that debate at 4:30 next Tuesday. I can promise you that. So we look forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's go to Joe and Shirley. How are you, Joe?
Evan, what's going on?
What's up? What's
Evan,
up,
Joe? I'm a huge fan of you, a huge Rico guy, a diehard Mets fan. I agree with a lot of your takes. Let's get that out of the way.
All
right. Let's get to the Soto bunting now.
Yes.
I have no idea how three of you guys are supporting Soto bunting there.
Thank you.
I don't get it whatsoever. It's an 0-0 count. It's the top of the first. It's a zero-pressure situation. I'd rather him take the biggest hack in the world there and swing and miss and go 0-1.
Yeah, but he doesn't do that, Joe. Joe, he doesn't do that. He doesn't take a massive hack. Like, when was the last time you saw him swing like Jazz Chisholm does?
When he hit the home run, he took a big hack.
Last night.
Yeah.
He took multiple hacks last night, and a lot of them were with two strikes, too. He had that one at-bat. I believe it was his second at-bat where he fouled two or three off foul.
Yeah, yeah.
He takes hacks all the time.
I agree.
What about in Oakland when he was taking hacks and his front shoulder was flying open?
Yeah, I mean.
So he takes, and the reason why I'm saying he'd take a hack there is because, you know what, you are struggling. And 0-0, usually you're getting the best pitch in the at-bat. So that's why from a guy struggling and a guy of his talent, I'd rather him take a hack
Thank
there
you,
than throw a lazy bunt down the line.
I appreciate it. I think the best part of his phone call is how he can't understand the three of you, who all have nice, well-sized brains, all can't come together and agree that bunting is stupid.
It's not stupid.
We're surprised by you. We're disappointed in you.
Sorry that we like real baseball and not just everything home run or nothing.
Real baseball?
Bunting is real baseball. And shame on you, Mr. I score 160 games a year for not appreciating a bunt. I mean, that's just so. It's actually the opposite of what you'd think Evan Roberts would appreciate. You're old school. You were the last to even want the DH in the National League. Now you're insulted that a superstar $800 million player is trying to do what's best for the team and bunt in
Maybe
that
you're
spot?
Confused about how you would score. Do you even know how to score a bunt?
I'm a National League fan. Of course I know how to score the bunt.
What would you do if he bunted successfully? How would you score it?
B
yeah.
for the bunt, and then I would signify it was an infield hit. I scored it last night with Acuna, bro. He laid down a bunt. No, you guys accuse me.
It was really a throwing error, but.
Let's accuse Tiki Barber. I just looked at some of his old tweets. Quote, I love all this Mets bunting. Hashtag small ball.
Yep, there it is.
Dude, you clearly have some kind of.
Bias the other way.
I was going to say hard on, but yes, bias.
There's a child in the room.
I apologize. Here's another one. The Mets won last night playing some small ball. I don't want to hear about Robbie Cano bunting, whatever it takes. Oh, my God. You were okay with Cano bunting?
There you go.
You know what? I respect you.
You know why?
Because you're consistent.
You know why?
Consistent. Why?
Because I sucked. The one sport I really sucked at was baseball. I could not hit.
Yeah.
I could chase down anything in the outfield. I could throw you out from the wall. I could not hit. And so how did I get on? I bunted. Slow infield hits. And I'm on first, then I'm on third.
You just proved my point. Thank you very much. You sucked at baseball. Is that what you said? So did I. When you suck, you bunt.
Yes.
When you're Juan Soto.
You also bunt.
You don't, but he doesn't suck, though. Like, Tiki Barber as a baseball player, sure. Well, Evan Roberts.
He's off right now. So he's bunting to get himself back feeling good about himself. Nothing wrong with that.
No, there's a lot wrong
there's
with
nothing
that.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's a lot. See, this is the kind of argument and debate I did not need to prepare for.
By the way, I want to say thank you to our two guests in studio today, Dave and his son, Sean. You can't see them because they're out of the camera view, but we're just acknowledging Dave and Sean who are here with us today. So,
well,
thank you, guys.
Here's the good news. We're not on TV yet, so there's no camera view.
I know.
Oh. That's what I just said.
Oh, is that what you said?
How does he just listen to me say exactly what I just said and just didn't listen to anything I said?
No, because I thought you said they're not in the camera view so you can't see them as if we were on TV. I misinterpreted.
Well, even if we were on TV, you wouldn't be able to see them.
That is right.
Acknowledging Tiki. That David and Sean are here.
Yes, very nice people. Thank you for coming in.
We love David and Sean. Tiki, you should have tweeted that. Then Evan would have been able to see it 5 years from now, and then you would have actually heard you.
That's right. Researching crew would have found it.
All I know is what I've learned today is that I'm really consistent, and so is Tiki. Like, Tiki loves bunting. It really excites him, and I, for the most part, don't like it. It's been a great lesson in life. More of your calls coming up at 888-808-1019. Plus, when we return, what does it mean that the New York Football Giants are having a private workout with Shedeur Sanders? We address it. Plus, what are the Pistons trying to do to New Yorkers, and do we have a problem with it? A lot to get to. Plus, we'll get you set for the Met game tonight, the Yankee game tonight. It is a busy Tuesday, tax day, Jackie Robinson day, the day Abe Lincoln died. Boy, that's morbid. I shouldn't have brought that one up.
Come on, Evan.
I apologize, but he did. April 15th, 1860. Let me ask Sean. Sean.
Yes.
What year did Abe die?
Abraham Lincoln?
Abraham Lincoln. Before you answer, do you think he knows?
It was around the Civil War.
Okay. Do you think that'll even help him?
No.
Intellectually bankrupt.
Tommy, you know Sean well. Will he get the right decade?
No shot.
Okay. Sean, what year did Abraham Lincoln die?
1846.
Yeah. Did not get the right decade.
Was that close?
No.
Yeah-ish, but not.
Are you an idiot?
We're going to call that. I was basing everything off 1776 started America, and here we are now.
When do you think the Civil War was? Like, if you had to guess. Like, just randomly. Like, when was the Civil War? Give me some years.
1840s.
No, not close.
I'm a fat moron.
He died in 1865, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. 19 years is not a big off there.
Oh, what?
I was asked decade, and I was right.
You know what happened 4 years later?
After Abe died?
Yeah.
TV?
No.
It's going to be sports related, isn't it?
Football, as we know it, was invented.
Oh, yeah, of course. The weather.
I knew there was something sports coming. Quick break. We'll come right back. Evan and Tiki on the Fan.